Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 119. I'll be recording two letters for each class and sending them all out together. Here we go. Psalm 119. The Talmud records how Psalm 119 is a great psalm of praise to God, since the acrostic of praising God appears eight times for each letter. Amos Chacham notes that in each verse of the 176 praises, we find a reference to God's Torah, or mitzvot. The Radak states that the psalm is very beloved, composed by David, eight-time acrostic, and every letter has eight psukim, which have either the Torah, the Edut, testimony, Pekudim, commands, mitzvah, amira, sayings of Torah, divur, statements of Torah, mishpat, judgments of Torah, tzedek, righteousness of Torah, emunah, faith, or chukim, laws based on faith fulfillment, and all these words are part of the whole Torah. It's no surprise to me that the song, the first two verses, begins with the word ashrei, that metaphysical joy or fortune one receives when following and upholding the Torah in one's life. The word appears most often in Psalms 26 times, and I believe it is the milah mancha, the guiding word throughout the entire Psalter, symbolizing the aspiration each individual must have in manifesting their relationship with God in their lives. If you are ashrei, you have succeeded in balancing those ideals of God consciousness, social righteousness, individual faith, and universal appreciation of God throughout your life. In this psalm, you will be blessed eightfold. Aleph. Ashrei tmimei derech haholchim b'torat Adonai, ashrei notrei edotav b'chol lev yidrashuhu. Af lo palu avla bedrachav halachu ata tzuveita pikudecha lishmor ma'od ata tzivita pikudecha lishmor ma'od achalai yikonu drachai lishmor chukecha az lo evosh ba'abiti al kol mitzvotecha odcha biyosher leivav bilamdi mishpat tzidkecha et chukecha eshmor al ta'azveni ad ma'od. Fortunate are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the Torah of the Lord. How fortunate are those who keep his testimonies and who seek him in the whole heart. They also know no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I observe to all of your commandments. I shall give thanks with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. Verses 1 to 3 speak in praise of those who walk in his ways, guard his laws, and seek God with all their hearts. They also don't engage in iniquity when walking in God's ways. This beginning is markedly different from Psalm 1, which begins the negative, fortunate is the one who does not. I mentioned then that at the incipient stages of one's relationship with God, one begins by refraining from the negative and only then praising the one who actively engages in mitzvot and Torah. Here in Psalm 119, perhaps his message is that the individual, the ish, has matured and is ready to be described in the positive. Verse 4 begins the next stage in which he speaks directly to God and starts a conversation. You commanded the Lord to be guarded. It is my hope to find the right path to follow your laws, that I will not be embarrassed looking at all your mitzvot. Why would he be embarrassed? Radak explains that when he would understand the consequences of violating mitzvot, he would be shamed. Malvim, however, suggests that the concern is with a person who only follows rational mitzvot and ignores the ones without reason. When he prepares himself properly and learns about the entire Torah with all its intricacies, he will have a better appreciation for Torah and will not be embarrassed at the mitzvot without seeming logic. The final two verses, 7 and 8, conclude the section by stating that he will thank God with an upright heart, Yosher Levav. And the final message is that he will follow God's chukim. So please don't leave me, he says. It's an interesting beginning in that it begins by praising the one who guards God's laws and then goes straight into the direct call to God about his intentions to guard said laws and follow in God's ways. He seeks to create a dialogue with God built on the acceptance of mitzvot and the reverence of them. His only humble request comes at the culmination. Please don't leave me. Bet. Vame yizake na'ar et orcho lishmor kidvarecha. b'chol libi derashticha al tashkeni mimitzvotecha. B'libi tzafanti imratecha leman lo echtelach. Baruch ata Adonai, lamdeni chukecha. B'sfatai siparti kol mishpatei picha, b'derech edotecha sasti ka'al kolhon, b'fikudecha asicha v'abita orchotecha, b'chukotecha eshtasha lo eshkach dvarecha. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you, O do not let wander from your commandments. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies and as much in all riches. I will meditate in your precepts and observe your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Eight verses, eight expressions of Torah. Dvarecha, mitzvotecha, imratecha, chukecha, mishpatei picha, edotecha, pikudecha, orchotecha. We will notice this in every verse of 176 verses praising God about his Torah. The section begins with a question and with it, the answer. How can a young man keep on the path? By guarding your word. The conversation directly with God begins with a rhetorical question about the youth finding their way. This is a perennial one sought by Jewish educators concerned with enlightening the next generations. How do we keep them engaged? Is it through games, physical activity, social media? The answer here is clear. Lishmor kidvarecha. Guarding according to God's words. The child must learn the word of God and then fulfill that intellectual pursuit through actions to God and to other human beings. The Gemara in Kedushin asks the famous and fundamental question, what is more important, Talmud or Ma'aseh? Learning? Or doing. Is it more important to study or to engage in actions? A debate ensued, but then the entire academy concluded that learning Torah is more important because only through knowledge of Torah will that lead to engaging in action mitzvot. Knowledge of Torah ennobles, enlightens, and empowers. Verse 10 has an interesting word, al tashgeni mi mitzvotecha. What is the meaning of the word tashgeni? Rashbam learns it from the word shoget, meaning to be foolish and unwise. According to this, the petition is for him to never lose his mental faculties, because that will enhance his understanding of God and of his role in the world. Sforna suggests his concern is that this sin will then cause another and he will spiral out of control. Mitzudot connects it to the word shkaga, accidental sin. Either way, the psalmist asks God to help him follow God's ways correctly. In verse 11, he has hidden God's word in his heart so as to never falter from them and sin. The Midrash explains that the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, does not have any power against the one who has Torah in his heart. Therefore, if one resolves to keep Torah internally, they will never sin. Verse 12, this is quite interesting in that it is the only actual blessing in Tehillim. It seems like an initiating blessing for the entire psalm. The blessing, according to some commentaries, is a blessing of praise, thanking God for giving us the laws. Other commentators say it is a blessing of petition, asking God to teach him the laws. Perhaps it is a birkat mitzvah, a blessing you recite upon performing a mitzvah. The mitzvah here is engaging in the study of Torah, the theme of the entire psalm. Verse 14 introduces the notion of Torah bringing joy. Sasti ke'al kol hon. I delighted in your laws more than any riches. Verse 16 continues this theme that the precepts of the Torah are not just inspiring and enlightening, but also they bring joy and delight to our lives. This theme is found as well in Psalm 19, where the psalmist recites, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Esamchei Lev, the laws of God are upright. They gladden the heart.